That's true, and we're ready to roll. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. And we are broadcasting from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Nice to have you here. All right, let's get this thing going. Telephone number is toll-free. We are open in hour number one, 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones in hour number one. Follow me on Twitter, always, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. Lots to get to today. Let me lay the program out for you. First hour is open. Coming up in hour number two, we change up. I've got a film director and a producer and a writer, Peter Berg. He joins me at the top of hour number two, so something a little bit different there. Lots of college football in hour three. Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham in the third hour, and we continue our tour, our summer tour through Wisco. I can't get enough. I went back to Wisconsin. I spent a week in Wisconsin. I cannot get enough. Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ joining me in hour number three. So, a really good show setting up. Three excellent interviews. Phone lines are open right now. Lots to get to. Lots of takes. Do not waste any time. The first hour is open. Open phones in hour number one. Get in here. Use it. Do it. Do something with the opportunity. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. All right, starting with some baseball. Everybody's been on this. I want to talk about Ronald Acuña. 68 games into his major league career. He has made one thing clear. The kid is a star, straight up star. 20 years old, and after getting called up at the end of April, all he has done is rake. 19 bombs, 43 RBI, home runs in five straight games. The youngest guy in the history of the game to do that. You think of something awesome, this guy is doing it. His slugging percentage would be top five in the National League if he had enough at-bats to qualify. His OPS is right there, too. A guy who came into the season as the number one prospect in baseball is the best up-and-coming player on what is one of the best up-and-coming teams in the game right now. Big-time story. Kid's a star already. And last night, on the first pitch, of the bottom of the first inning, after taking the Marlins deep from the leadoff spot on three straight nights, everybody was watching, everybody was anticipating it, and this is what happened.
The wind by Urania, first pitch, hit him. Uh-oh, drilled him in the left elbow. Acuña walking in the direction of Urania, and now he stops. He's in a lot of pain.
Braves radio with that. And the play-by-play man said it best. Uh-oh! Let me find a way to describe what Jose Urania did right there. Let me think about this. What is a word to describe something like that? Oh, I got it. Gutless. Here's another one. Cowardly. Found another one. Idiotic. One more. Straight garbage. And for all of the hardcore, old-school guys out there, the ones who talk about the code, the ones who keep tabs on all the unwritten rules of baseball, let me give you a dose of real talk right now. This is the kind of crap that makes people hate baseball now. This is something that baseball can no longer put up with anymore. Listen. Baseball's code barely makes sense on its best day. The unwritten rules of the game are unwritten for a reason. Because once you write them all down, you realize how stupid they really all are. Last night, one of the brightest young stars in the game ate a 97-mile-an-hour missile. And why? Because the guy had the nerve to do something that nobody in the history of the sport had ever done. Great look, baseball. Terrific look, baseball. And you wonder why the national pastime is having trouble keeping people interested. You should not anymore. Now you know why. Again, cowardly, gutless garbage. I mean, a garbage move garbage. By a garbage pitcher
garbage.
On a garbage team.
Garbage.
Derek Jeter's crew has embarrassed themselves yet again. But not only embarrassed themselves, but embarrassed the game. You know, kind of like, we suck. And we can't do our jobs, so we'll hurt you to make sure that you can't do yours either. So, yes, it is a Marlins problem. Don't get that twisted. It is a Marlins problem, but it's also a baseball program, a problem. And what do I mean by that? What other sport would condone this sort of crap? I mean, back up and think about it from a different perspective. If somebody were to, for instance, take a blatant cheap shot on Baker Mayfield, who was lighting it up, or maybe Sam Darnold, what do you think the NFL would do about that? If somebody were to undercut Joel Embiid or Donovan Mitchell because they can't stop them, how many games do you think the NBA would hand out? How long would a guy survive in the NHL if he took a dirty run at Connor McDavid? Only in baseball does this go on. Yeah, I know postgame. Arena said he was just trying to throw inside. I know postgame. Donnie Baseball said the Marlins do not want to be known for something like this. That the Marlins did not want to hit Acuna. Yeah, maybe they didn't, but Arena did. Nothing about this was subtle. Once again, it was the first pitch of the game, and he put 97.5 on the gun. The hardest first pitch he has thrown all season long. One of the fastest pitches he's thrown all season long. His catcher set up low and in, and it's not like Arena reacted like a guy who was disappointed that he missed his spot. So here's your bottom line. Baseball's got to do something. The standard fine and missed start or two is not enough. It's obviously not a deterrent, not if it keeps happening. So don't come in here with one of those five-game passes, Major League Baseball. 5 games to a starting pitcher is not a penalty. It's not a punishment. It's not a suspension. It's a day off. Send a message. Send the message that you're not going to tolerate that crap any longer. Go to 20 games. Hell, go longer if you want. I'd even support that. Because what that message then says is you're protecting players. 5 games says you don't give a damn about your players. Longer says that you do. You've got a hammer, commish. Feel free to swing it. It's killing the game. And one of these days, one of these red asses on the bump are going to kill somebody. Because what we should be talking about right now is Ronald Acuna, the next great star in Major League Baseball and the guy in the middle of a historic streak. But instead, we're talking about the cowards who couldn't get him out, so they dotted him. Cowards. Because they could not think of any other way to stop him. Cowards. Cowards. It's gutless. 1-800-636-8686. Only in baseball. Where do you come out on this? Man, don't come old school in here. Do not come here old school. We're like, there's a code. Once again, the reason these rules are unwritten, if you actually took the time to write them down and read them back, you know how stupid they really are. Dear Jimbo, email number one. Ronald Acuna Jr.'s home run streak is nice, but he really needs to start marketing himself. Signed, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Casey, New Hampshire. Rome, what Julio Urias did to Ronald Acuna Jr. last night is exactly the way to play the game of baseball. Signed, the 1919 Black Sox. Matt in Tucson. Let's go to Twitter quickly. Daniel Grimes 16 tweets, Ronald Acuna Jr. is making MLB history, and a loser pitcher playing for a loser team dots him on the first pitch. Urias should be expelled from baseball. You know, I wouldn't go so far as to say kick him out of the game, but you know what? Bring the hammer. 5 games and a missed start is not a penalty. It's not a deterrent. It's not a punishment. Man, it's a day off. It's a day off. That's why this crap keeps happening. Hammer the guy, hammer the franchise, and it will stop. At Jesse Miller 101 tweets, can we talk Ira Craig? At Rich in 302 tweets, is there an Ira Craig update? Johnny Got Fat tweets, war Ira Craig calling the show again to let us know what street he slept on last night. This jumped today. In case you missed it, yesterday Ira Craig called the program and he said the Dodgers bullpen is horrible. What's going on, Van Smack? Here's an update on my book and my GoFundMe page. Oh, and by the way, I now live on the streets.
Romy, I'm basically a vagabond indigent artist. I'm basically like homeless, pretty much.
Either you are or you are not, Ira. You can't be basically homeless. You can't be homeless pretty much. Either you have some place to live or you don't. And it sounds like he doesn't. He did say that he sleeps at work. Now, I don't know where he works. But if you have to sleep at work, then you're homeless. If you have to sleep in your car, then you're homeless. If you have to sleep on the street, you're homeless. And if you're homeless, that's not a good thing. So why do you clones think that's so funny? Richard Hall, is there an IRA Craig update? Yeah, I've got your update. He doesn't have a place to live. It's sad. I've got another update for you. Some of you ghouls should get lives. Man, why is that so funny? Literally, you wake up in the morning, you reach for your phone, and you thumb out your first tweet. Hey, Rome, is there an update on IRA Craig? Yeah, man, the guy probably didn't sleep that well last night because he sleeps on the street. Why is that funny? I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, much less one of us, a family member. Rome, loving the Wisco love. Keep it coming, Rome. Tommy from NC, wore IRA using a tire as a cheese head. See, like, Tommy, you, for instance, why didn't you just stop at keep the Wisco love coming, Rome? Peace out. Why did you have to wore IRA using a tire as a cheese head? Brent in Green Bay, open phones in hour number one. I have open houses 1 through 24. Thanks, IRA. How many different ways can I say this? The guy is homeless. The guy is living on the streets. The guy is one of us. It's not funny. It's sad, man. I'm concerned about the kid. Anyway, there's your update. He called yesterday. He lives on the street. I don't know what happened to him. He said it was partly by intention, and he didn't seem that concerned about that. Keep moving. Other topics. Maybe you need other topics. Maybe that's the problem. I know this. The one thing I did not do when I came out, I did not bust out in the open and say, hey, everybody, I'm Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in Southern California. I'm going to talk to Peter Berg. I'm going to talk to Kyle Whittingham. I'm going to talk more Wisconsin with Paul Crist. I'm going to talk about a guy getting dotted last night for doing his job. The one thing I did not say at the very top was, hey, clones, what's up? Did you hear? IRA Craig is homeless. What do you think about that? Bring it on. Bring all your bum smack. I didn't say that. So why are you doing it? At Trader Brent tweets, Rome, that was a textbook, competitive, strategic move by the Marlins, signed Tanya H. That works. That works. You know who that voice belongs to, right? Nancy Kerrigan.
Why? Why?
I mean, do you really want the answer to the question, Nancy? Is it rhetorical, or do you really want to know why? Not long after one of Tanya's goons smashed Nancy Kerrigan in the knee with a lead pipe, Nancy was heard screaming,
why? Why?
I can answer why. Because Tanya and her goons knew that they had no chance of beating you, Nancy. That no matter what she did, no matter what she choreographed, no matter how hard she worked, no matter who coached her, no matter the amount of time that she put in, her best could not beat your best. That's why.
Why? Why?
Do you really have to ask why? You know why. You know why. She couldn't beat you. That's why. All right, so in addition to all that, I'm trying Jennifer. What an unbelievable line that is. What a great line. CJ McCollum. This has always been a huge CJ McCollum house. And while a lot of people might want to take a run at him for that, not me. Such a great line. I love this guy. I loved him before that, and I love him even more now. If you don't know that story, I'll lay it out for you later on. But that's a great, great line that immediately went viral. Now, whereas IRA not having a place to live jumped today, and I'm sorry to hear that. Jalen Ramsey jumped today, and I'm not sorry to hear that. In fact, I'm pumped. After he lit virtually every quarterback in the NFL on fire, of course, everybody went running back to said quarterbacks to get the reaction. And let's just say they didn't do as well as Jalen did. That's coming up. Dodgers bullpen implodes again, yet somehow they walk off. But I want to go back to the brawl, allegedly. In quotation marks, the brawl that happened the other night. Andrew McCutchen had a great explanation for that, which I will have for you. So lots to get to. Peter Berg, top of hour number two. Kyle Whittingham coming up in the third hour. Paul Crist, also in hour number three. Literally go anywhere you want with it except IRA being on the street. Don't go there. Don't do that. Pick up the phone. Hit me up. Hawk, I know your head is spinning. Pick them up, man. Let's see what they got. Open phones in hour number one. So I've got a special message for all of my contractors, builders, and remodelers that are out there. My people who know the importance of getting a project finished on time, who value professional pricing, who know quality and value when they see it. My pals at Lumber Liquidators have got your back. Introducing LL Pro Plus, Lumber Liquidators all-star pro services team, which is dedicated to fulfilling all your professional flooring needs. It works like this. LL Pro Plus will help you get projects finished on time and provide unsurpassed value and quality and offer dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it. They're pros taking care of other pros. And there's no project that's too big. There's no project which is too small. So what you want to do is put the flooring experts on your team and let's get started right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or instead just go to lumberliquidators.com pro sales. lumberliquidators.com/pro sales. Hit that today. lumberliquidators.com/pro sales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
But soon I spent most of the open talking about what happened last night. There are still other angles, other takes. And phone lines are open. Open phones in hour number one. So, like, when I say that, I mean that. Open phones in hour number one. Pick up the phone. Hit us up. Meantime, this tweet from Ed in Santa Paula reads, "You were totally wrong on your take. If anything, you have to knock him down. Players are soft now. Sincerely, Keith Hernandez." All right, so a lot of you are on that. Former MLB-er Keith Hernandez did comment on this, and he went the other way. You know, to me, I can see both sides of almost any topic, but there, to me, is not another side to this topic. And the only thing more troubling than what went down last night is the fact that some people, in this case, Keith Hernandez, think that that was all right. Now, Hernandez, before I play the quote, he's kind of a funny cat lately. You know, he's been on social media with his dog. He's actually a pretty funny guy. This comment, though, is not funny. To me, it's not funny, nor is it smart. Yeah, again, I never played the game, much less at the all-star level, the way Keith Hernandez did. Keith Hernandez has forgotten more about Major League Baseball than I would know in a million years. Granted, who am I to say that he's wrong? Except he's wrong. I mean, this is just common logic right here. Taking a baseball and throwing it 97 and a half at a guy 60 feet, 6 inches from you who's utterly defenseless, who did nothing wrong, is moronic. It's idiotic. Even worse, it's dangerous. It's just wrong. But don't tell that to a guy who has played the game before.
Killing you, you've lost 3 games.
Right.
He's hit 3 home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. I mean, people are not going to like that. You know, if you got to hit him, knock him down. At least, I mean, seriously knock him down if you don't hit him. And you never throw at anybody's head. You never throw at anybody's head or neck. You hit him in the back. You hit him in the fanny.
All right, so that's Keith Hernandez. Quote, "They're killing you. You lost 3 games. He's hit 3 home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. People are not going to like that. You've got to hit him. Knock him down. I mean, seriously, knock him down if you don't hit him." Oh, they hit him. You know why? Hey, Keith, you're right. People are not going to like that. You know why? Because it's stupid. It's an idiotic take. It's moronic. And there's a reason why people wouldn't like that. It's a really bad take. Just as the take is, you don't hit a guy in the head. You hit him in the back. You see, that's the problem, though. He hit him in the elbow. Or he hit him near the elbow. And again, that ball didn't slip. He knew exactly what he was doing. Not only was he looking to hit him, I would allege, this guy dialed it in. That was the fastest, hardest pitch, first pitch he's thrown all year long. Yeah, we don't hit him in the head. As long as you don't throw it above the shoulders, it's okay. Yeah, but what about if he hit him in the elbow and he shattered his elbow? What if this guy misses the rest of the year? One of the sport's young, bright superstars on a team that's up and coming, that's in the hunt. Yeah, well, it's okay. It didn't hit him in the head. Yeah, but you hit him in the elbow. Or what if you hit him in the wrist? Or what if you broke a bone? What if the guy missed the rest of the year? You know, so the fact is, Keith, the reason people are not going to like it is it's stupid. And if it is tradition, if it is code, it's a stupid tradition and a stupid code. Again, what other game has some unwritten rule that if a guy is wearing you out, if a guy is beating your ass, instead of doing your job better, your job is to hurt that guy to send him a message? Because again, he's doing his job better than you're doing yours. That's a code? That's a tradition? Come on. Dear Jim, people need to get off Keith Hernandez's back. Old school baseball works, and it is still very popular. Regards, it's hip to be square. Huey Lewis in the news. Son Mike in Buffalo, helping him. War Khalil Mack finishing where he left off in college and coming to the Bills. Huey Lewis, man. Huey was never cool. Not then, not now, not ever. Let's go to the phones because it is an open phone first hour. 1-800-636-8686. South Central Los Angeles. Smiley. Smiley, good morning. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Rome? First time caller, long time listener. Listen, I just want to say baseball need to get their head out the sand. This is why don't nobody care about the game anymore. And for simply speaking for the black community, this is specifically why black kids aren't interested in baseball no more. Who wants to play? Baseball's the only game I know where if you do something good, you can't celebrate or you get penalized for it. A guy hits a home run, and I swear, Jim, it seems like he's running faster and faster around those bases. It used to be a fast try. Now it's a 100-yard dash with their head down. Why? When that guy tipped that bat from Toronto, everybody in the neighborhood was like, yeah, that's like Kobe jammed the ball on LeBron. Everybody was fired up how he tipped that bat. But what he does, he gets criticized for it. And baseball want to know why it's lost in popularity. This is exactly why. Black kids don't want to play baseball because it's not fun. It's the only sport I know in America where you cannot celebrate for your accomplishments. It's ridiculous. And on top of that, they get a hangnail out 2 weeks. They only go 5 innings. They get tired on. They're a bunch of wuss. I'm sorry, Jim. Black kids in the community aren't interested in baseball anymore, and it's baseball fault. Get your head out the sand, baseball. Thanks, Jim, for listening to me. This is Smiley. I'm out.
Good job, Smiley. Rack him. South Central L.A. representing. South Central L.A., and Smiley just said, this is why, quote, black kids don't like baseball, because you can't have fun. You can't celebrate. You can't have any personality. I don't know if that's why minority numbers are down in Major League Baseball, but you're right about one thing, my man. You can't have fun. You can't celebrate. You can't show any emotion. And it's not just a matter of if you do, you get criticized. If you do, you get one in the ribs. If you do, you get one off the elbow. I mean, it's a joke. Again, like the other night, David Bote, this guy hits a walk-off pinch hit slam. A rookie for the Cubs on Sunday night at Wrigley. I mean, one of the best moments of his entire life. One of the best moments of anybody's entire life. The kid barely flipped the bat. I mean, barely flipped the bat. But less than 24 hours later, he had to double back and he had to apologize for it. And why? Because he knew if he didn't, somebody might think, some red ass, some pitcher might think that he was showing them up. And is it really worth it? No, not if you get 95-mile-an-hour heat in your ribs, it's not. Nobody wants that. This guy had nothing to apologize for. So I said it on Monday or Tuesday, and I'll say it again right now. As far as your apology, my man, speaking on behalf of the entire world, apology not accepted, because you have nothing to apologize for. Listen, this is not a hot take. This is a real problem for Major League Baseball. These guys, quote, policing their own. The unwritten rules, the code, none of us understand because we never played the game. You don't need to play the game to understand how jacked up that is. I can't be any more clear about that. I didn't need to advance beyond Little League Baseball to know how jacked up it is for a pitcher to start a game by dotting a guy with 97-mile-an-hour heat because he didn't do anything other than his job really, really well. Baseball's got a problem. And they got to take care of that problem. I'm telling you, take care of the problem before somebody loses an eye or worse. Ryan in H-Town tweets, Scott Stapp is spinning in his grave after Orina dotted Acuna yesterday. Spinning in his grave? Don't you have to be dead to be in a grave? As far as I'm concerned, Stapp's not even sick. He's fine. I don't know how fine he is. I know he's not very talented. I know this. My man's alive. I know that. I can say that for him. He might be spinning, but it's above ground and not in his grave. He's not dead, but he is a huge Marlins honk. Man, I hate that Don Mattingly's in the middle of this. I love Donnie Ballgame. And he tried to say, look, we're not about that. We're not about that. I don't think that the Marlins tried to hit him, but I know their starting pitcher did. Garbage move, garbage pitcher.
Garbage.
And right now they look like a garbage organization. I'm a huge Don Mattingly guy. And Don Mattingly said, look, that's not what we're looking to do around here. That's not what we're about.
If you watch Jose pitch, pretty much every first pitch of every game is pretty much there. And we talked to Jose right after the game, and basically he's saying he know the guy's been swinging the bat good, and he's trying to get one close. You know, he's going to run it off in there, and that was the purpose of his pitch.
Respectfully. I love Don Mattingly. I don't see it that way. That whole, I was trying to come up, trying to come inside. The guy's red hot. You know, if you want to take ownership of the plate, you go right ahead. The way to take ownership of the plate is not to hit a guy with a 97-mile-an-hour pitch. If that one, quote, just got away, why was the pitcher not reacting as if it just got away? Like, hey, man, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. If that's where the ball was intended to go, why was the catcher setting up in a different place altogether? I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. I do not buy that that was not intentional. All right, when we come back, more on that topic. I want to get to, quote, I'm trying, Jennifer, which I love. Jalen Ramsey. All the quarterbacks that he roasted had the question put back to them. What's your reaction? What do you think? And they didn't really do very well. In fact, the guy who might have done best of all was a rookie. One veteran in particular did not do so well. Two things I don't want to talk about. I do not want to talk about Ira Craig being on the streets, unless one of you has an idea that could somehow benefit him. I also do not want to talk about the fact that Dane Cook addressed his relationship with a 19-year-old. I know he's 46. I know she's 19. I know you clones care a lot about that. Just know this, I don't give a damn. It's not relevant to me. It's not relevant to my program. It's not relevant to my brand. It sure as hell shouldn't be relevant to any of you. I don't care about that either. Know that. I've got Peter Berg coming up top of the hour, but time now for a sports update. Here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
No, they're chasing FedEx Cup points at their last shot to make the playoffs. The Wyndham Championship this weekend on CBS. Got Peter Berg coming up top of the hour. Can't wait to talk to him. Film director, producer, writer, big sports fan, big boxing guy too. That's coming up at the top. We're talking college football in hour number three. Kyle Whittingham and Paul Christ. Phone lines are jammed up. I love it. Lots to cover. Let me give you another topic for hour number one. I mentioned yesterday, it's a big Jalen Ramsey house. That's not my topic. I'll get there later on. It's also a big C.J. McCollum house. This has been a big C.J. McCollum house ever since we spoke for the first time when he was coming out of Lehigh. And not just because he's a great player. He is. Not just because he's always on the grind, always looking to improve. Not because he went from averaging just over 5 points per game to 20-plus each of the last three seasons. I mean, yes, because of all those things, but also because he's got swag, he's got great attitude, and he's got takes, lots of takes. I always appreciate an athlete with takes, And this guy's got them. And he's not afraid to go with them. Not afraid to roast a fool or two. As an example, he's got thoughts on guys teaming up to win rings. He's not about that life. He's been very clear about this. He would not do it. He's not about that. Pretty much we all know CJ McCollum's take on this already. He's on record with it. We know it. But for some reason, people keep asking him about it. And he keeps giving the same answer. Answer being, it's not his deal. It's not something that he would do. He would not join forces with somebody else. He wants to win a ring where he is. I mean, I get it. Don't we all get that? Pretty straightforward stuff. And again, he is on record with it. But for some reason, people want to keep coming back to it. They really want to ask him about it, even though they already know his take. And even though it's not like it's some crazy hot take, a lot of people feel that way. And I'll be honest, when I saw that somebody took a run at this yet again, I was not impressed. I figured there was nothing more for him to say on that matter. That it would be the usual thing of him praising the guys on Golden State and saying how good they were, but also saying something to the effect of, it's just not something I would do. Except this time, the response was a little bit different. The response seemingly came with a little extra sauce, or so it would seem. The Score Twitter account worked up a graphic with a quote from CJ, which read, and again, I'm quoting, "I would never do anything of that nature. I think it's disgusting. I'm not built like those guys. I was raised differently." End of quote. Like I said, a little extra sauce. So CJ quote tweets it and then added, quote, "Y'all stay bringing up old stuff. Y'all got me out here looking like a bitter ex. One of the best teams ever assembled with two players you could argue are top 15 greatest to lace them up. Four Hall of Famers with another one on the way. I'm happy. Stop making me look like a scorned man. Sheesh." End quote. It's a fair response from CJ. Like, if you don't want the answer, why do you keep asking me the question? But you know how Twitter works. People are going to see that, and people are going to come for you. And somebody with the handle ChalkDelight1980, who also goes by the name Jennifer Williams, fired right back at CJ. Quote, "Win a playoff game, then talk." I mean, damn, Jen. Normally, that's where the celeb retreats to his medicine cabinet to try to fish out some ointment for that burn. But not CJ. Not my man CJ. This is why this guy's the best. Because he responded with three words that instantly went viral. Quote, "I'm trying, Jennifer." She's like, "Win a playoff game, then talk." "I'm trying, Jennifer." Twitter gold. I love that. Best response ever. And it landed perfectly. He didn't insult her. He didn't talk down to her. He just said the truth. "I'm trying, Jennifer." And no sooner than he thumbed that out, the internet lost its mind. The internet went crazy. "I'm trying, Jennifer" was everywhere. T-shirts, images of Brad Pitt chasing after Jennifer Aniston, Bradley Cooper following Jennifer Lawrence, photoshops of banners in the Moda Center, which read, "I try, Jennifer." "I'm trying, Jennifer" became the new Karen meme. And I get it. See, like, "I'm trying, Jennifer" is the perfect universal response for anything that has not quite worked out the way you wanted it to. "I'm doing the best I can. It just hasn't happened yet. I'm doing freaking everything I can. I'm trying, Jennifer." You know, like, "Didn't get that report done on time? I'm trying, Jennifer." "Why didn't you get that promotion? I'm trying, Jennifer." "Forgot to pick the kids up at school? I'm trying, Jennifer." "Didn't win an NBA title last season? I'm trying, Jennifer." Even CJ picked up on it and tweeted, "Somebody send me a I'm trying, Jennifer t-shirt." My man, you're about to get an entire closet full of I'm trying, Jennifer t-shirts. So you want to know why CJ is so cool? because he may have just dropped the greatest tweet of the NBA offseason, and he tossed it off like a casual no-look pass in a pickup game at the Y. So stop coming for this guy. Put some respect on it, because the only thing better than his on-court game is his social game, which he is absolutely killing right now. I'm trying, Jennifer. So great. Why are you killing this guy for that? That was so great. Love it. 1-800-636-8686. Win a playoff game, then talk. I'm trying, Jennifer. I really am. 1-800-636-8686. Now, I've got Peter Berg coming up the top of the hour. Let's go to the phones. We go to Kelvin in Orlando. It's good to have you, Kelvin. How are you?
Rome, it's been a pleasure, my man. Haven't spoken to you in a little over 5 years now.
Oh, no kidding. What's up? What brings you back?
Oh, what brings me back, man, are these pitchers, man. I grew up a Braves fan, too, so big thing for that. But these guys, hitting guys, you know how to stop that? If you hit a guy and hurt him, every game that that guy is out, you lose a game check. Every game that he's out. So you can be out there pitching for nothing. How about that? How about if you hit that guy and he runs out there with the bat and hits you with the bat? How about that? I guarantee you they'll stop throwing at guys at that point. I would happily take my suspension if I'm a baseball player. Hit me, I'm coming out there, and I'm going to clock you with the bat. I'm going to take the rest of the year off and go fishing. How about that? That's right. What I'll do. And I guarantee you the next pitcher will stop.
All right, Kelvin, let me respond. Appreciate you. Thanks for coming back after 5 years. The problem with if you're a pitcher and you dot a guy, it is, quote, suspension time. If you're a batter and you run out to the bump and you smash a guy with a bat, it's not suspension time. It's jail time. So that's not a logical response. I know what you're saying. You got a batter who's defenseless, and when you hit a guy like that, you're not sending a message at all. I mean, I can't even make the argument. I used to try to make the argument. Time and place, there are unwritten rules. There's a way that these guys do police themselves. Yeah, I get that. Not anymore. It's happening so often, so frequently, for all the wrong reasons, that I can't even make the argument that there is a time and place. There is a situation. I can't. Not when I see that. To the other point that he made, you know, why don't you just tell a pitcher that you're going to suspend him for as long as the batter's out who gets hurt? I mean, maybe. It might take something like that. Because what they're doing right now does not work. Asking a guy or saying to a guy, you know what, if a guy does that to you, just go on out to the mound with your bat. That's not logical. That's not going to work. But if you were to say to a guy, if you hit a guy and it's intentional, or we deem it intentional, you're not getting 5 games off. You're not getting 5 games off as a starting pitcher with amounts to nothing more than a single day off. You're going to get 20 games off. You're going to get the rest of the season off. Then they'll stop doing it. Believe me. Then we won't have to listen to nonsense about how, well, we just want to knock the guy off the plate. We just want to throw the ball inside. You can't have success unless you throw the ball inside, because that's not what that was. That was a pitcher intentionally hitting a guy because they could not get him out, because he was wearing them out and they didn't like his attitude. That's what that was. At Steve, PHX tweets, Rome, if a seagull lands in your studio with a note taped to it, that's an email from IRA. Listen, instead of every last one of you cracking this guy on social, cracking this guy on the phones, killing a guy who's fallen on hard times, instead of that, do any of you want to help this guy? Again, why are you killing a guy who has no place to live? I really can't fathom this. I'm telling you, I said it yesterday, I'll say it right now. It's bad form. It's bad karma. Something bad is going to happen to you. Does anybody want to help this guy? Let's go to Arkansas. Matt, it's good to have you on. Matt, how are you?
Doing great, Jim. I'm a self-publisher that can probably help Ira Craig out. I live in California, actually. But, yeah, love to help him out.
All right, so what can you do for him? How can you help him out?
I can print his book. I mean, he wouldn't need any money up front. Just do a couple hundred at first, let him sell through those, and then hopefully that.
All right, so are you talking about you need a couple hundred bucks up front, or you would do it for free?
I would print a couple hundred books for free,
okay.
Let him sell those, and then hopefully that money would propel him forward.
All right. Well, there you go. This is a start. Matt, thank you very much. Ira, I know you want 25 grand. I know you want 25 grand, Ira, but Matt just said he's a self-publisher and he will publish a couple hundred for free, and then you can sell those. That's a start. Peter Berg joins us when we come back.